care that the Jew gets, and when the Jew gets his vladis, even they give birth, peturim tepotim and abchur. There's no din b'chor on those kids. And vladiv, but vladiv lodesayim, let's say after the Jew gets one vlad, and that vlad gives birth, and the second vlad gives birth, and that one already yichayiv b'chor. And we'll soon see the Gemara why. The first one is called the goy hashaychus to it. So it's called yad akam b'yemtsa yipotim and abchur. But the second one already has no shaychus to the goy, therefore yichayiv b'chor. What's going to be hemed glodesayim tachas himosayim? Let's say the Jew made a condition with the goy, that let's say the poor or the mother dies. So not only did the Jew say, I'll pay you back money, but the Jew said, listen, you could take away my kids that I had for the payment. So that's called hemed, you put in guarantee, glodesayim the kids, tachas himosayim, in case I can't pay back for the mother, you could take the kids. So then it goes down one more draga. Then the locher is vlodev vlodes pturim. Even the offsprings of the offspring that you receive from the goy, that's also still put them in abchayra, because the goy has shaykhs to it. But vlodev vlodev vlodes chayovim. But the third thing down, that already has nothing to do with the goy, then that belongs to the Jew. If that gives birth, yichayv in abchayra. Roshim agalul aymano, afilu wad asara. Even if it goes down 10 like kids, one after another, still pturim. At all times, the Jew is potter from the din b'chor on all of these kids. Why? Shachar Yusayim Liyot Kechavim. Because no matter what, this Jew owes money to the guy. Like in the case that the cow died, so that was the first turn of Basel, the Jew will have to pay back the guy the money. Now, it's not to say the Jew has no money, the guy will come and take away the first kid. If he can't find the first, he'll take the second one, third, fourth, fifth, even down to 10 generations like. So no matter how many times it goes down, how many babies you have, each one of them is still possible for the goy to come and take it. And therefore it's called Yad Oivik Kechavim Biyems, like we'll see in the Gemara. And any time a goy has any shaykhis to take away the behemoth from you, so that makes a ptur in Bechor. So here it's different. It's not like a regular animal. Because here it started out the first mother really belonged to the goy. So that's why here it's better. So even though the kids go to the Jew, but Kozuman the Goy has a right to get back those kids for his payment, it's always considered Yad Av Oidukachavim B'yemtsom, the Goy has Shaykhis, you know, the first Mishnah, that when the Goy has Shaykhis to the Behemah, that's a Ptur in Bechayra. Then the Mishnah says, Rochol Sheyol Demeneis, if a sheep gives birth to a goat, or else the A is a goat, Sheyol Demen Rochol gives birth to a sheep, Lochas Pturim and Abachira. Even though both parents were sheep, or both parents were A's, were goats, still, since the kid is a Nidma, it looks differently, that's the Pturim Abachira. But again, Vim Yesh by Miksa Simonim, if the kid has a little bit Simonim looking like its mother, then Yechayiv. Then Yechayiv, we had before. Now the Gemara says, Lememer, what do you want to tell me? Techiv on the Loy Noka tomorrow Zuze. Since the owner did not take back money yet, Pishusa de Marakaimo, like this guy, he gave away the cow. But since the guy did not take money for the cow, so it's always considered like it's in the guy's rishus. And that's why telling me now, that's potem in Abachira. Rashi says, Kivala Nokravikhavim Zuzi Rishusa is still called his rishus. Is that true? Like that's not, I mean, that's why you potem in Abachira, because it's still called rishus of the Yakum. If so, Ramino, I have a question on you. It says, Alocha, of Ein Mekablin Sern Barzim Yisrael. One Jew to another Jew should not give this type of a deal that I'll give you my sheep to work with, and then when he gives, after you work, like you pay me back my sheep and something more. Because Neishu Ribis is called like it's Ribis. Almo Brishusa de Mekabal Kaimo. It looks like it's Brishusa de Mekabal when you receive it, when I give it to you. So instead of when I give you, when Reuven gives Shimon the cow to work with, it's like Reuven's giving it to Shimon. It's like Shimon's cow. It's like Shimon borrowed the cow, and later when Shimon pays it back, he gives back the vladis. It's like giving back ribis. So the chur you see is preshus to mekava, the one that receives it, not preshus to bailim. On Rabbi Sabai said, "Lakash is no stira. Hold the kibul lay unsa vezula. If you mekava upon yourself unsa, the means if it gets lost, if anoyness happens to it, even the price goes down, then it's called preshusai the mekava." Here you're not makal upon yourself unsa vizula. You're not makal upon yourself that luyitsuya and oinus happens to it or it goes down. Rashi says, Mastiao mashnisim with the kibolei, or the gechavim unsa vizula. Where the guy accepted upon himself unsa vizula, the case that gets worth less, a chesed tzlainis, something happens to it, that he'll lose out. Therefore, it's still called Brishus the Yakum. That's why Mishnah says Yipotem and Abchayra. But over there, the Gemara about Ribis and Bav Metzia is talking about where the Mekabel did not receive the Oinis. So it says, no. Omele Rava says, the Kibbalah Unse Bezulut, Tzoyin Barzel Korosley, our Mishnah says, like the guy has a Tzoyin Barzel, meaning it's like metal, so for sure get the money back. And if you tell me the guy accepted upon himself that if it gets worth less or an Oinis happens or dies by itself, that the person is potter, so that's not called Tzoyin Barzel. Tzoyin Barzel means like for sure you're going to get your money back. Says the Mashna Mishnah, even though the guy has no responsibility to it, forget, the Jew has all responsibility to it, still we do not consider it like it's the Rishus of the Jew, but still we consider it Rishus Akam. So it's a steer to Ribbis, so why by Ribbis is it also? For Yoid and Sekli Mapisku told you this, to say that he is Makabal upon himself. For Yoid, Adatoni Sefer, since it says in the Sefer, the next mission it says, Avo Makabal, the Mishnah Sefer, the Mishnah in Bab Metziyam, it says over there, Avo Makabal and Sein Bazim Menod Gehovim, but from a guy, you are allowed to take the cow with this condition that you work with it for 10 years and you give him back the kids also, even though it looks like ribis. There we say it's mutter because by a guy it's mutter to give him back ribis. If so, if you're telling me now there's a difference whether the owner was makabel unsa the zulu or not, so literally listen to the door over there in Bavim Tzi, even by a Jew to a Jew, we should have made a difference and say the medavam amurim. When do we say it's also that it looks like ribis to like kibolei unsa the zulu? Where the original owner did not have any responsibility at all. Even if it dies, or even if it gets worth less, he gets his money back. So that's called Rishus of the Mekabel, and therefore the Mekabel takes it and then pays him back more money. That looks like Ribis. But in the case, Kibbalei Unsa Bezula, let's say the original owner accepted upon himself to have the loss if it gets, an Oinus happens, or gets worth less, then it's still called Rishus of the original owner, so that's not called, it's not called Ribis. Because the schar is getting back, of course it's his own. His own is getting worth more. If so, that should have been Shabbatav, should have been Mutter. And since it doesn't say it over there, Mashm, in both cases it's also. Smurah said true. Elom Rav Rav says like this. E dibidi in both cases, our Mishnir and the Mishnah Bavin Tziya, to like Kibbol Lei Unse Bezula. Avadu, the original owner, did not accept upon himself, not an Oinis and not a Zula. That's called Tzoyin Barzel, that no matter what happens to it, the guy gets back his money. Or the Mekabel that gets back his money. So really, it should be considered then brishus of the Mekabel. It's all his achrayis. Since so, in our Mishnah, when the guy gave the part to the Jew, so the question is then, when he has the kids, why is he put them in Abchayra? When that kid gives birth, of course, the Jew's kid completely. V'hachinam, the Gemara says, V'hachinam, V'hach like this, V'hachin gavi b'chayra, high no time, no more the Mishnah says, he put them in Abchayra, because dilu osa v'kichovim. If the guy would come back to the Jew and say, listen, give me the money for my para. Boy is Uzi, and the Jew would not have money to give him. Tafas the behema. The guy would have a right to take back the behema. And Vilo Mishkachas the behema, if he wouldn't be able to find the behema, Tafas bloodless, he would take away the kids. The day, he would take away the Jews, the vlad of the para. If so, it's called that the guy has shaykhis to that kid. Even though before the guy takes it away, it belongs to the Jew, but since the guy has the right to come and take it away from him, so that's called v'chol yada v'chavim b'yentzav turim and b'chayra. Anytime a guy has a tfisas yad, has some shaykhis, has conditions, that he has a right to take away this kid from the Jew, so that's called the guy has some shaykhis here, and that makes up turim and b'chayra. And again, in a regular achrayis, it wouldn't be. But here, since it started out, the whole power first originally belonged to the guy, here, calls the man, the guy has a yad here, we still consider like the guy owns it. And therefore, that's a pturim b'chayra. Then it says, the Mishnah, what's going to be, though, hemid v'lodis seim takasim asayim v'lodis v'lodis pturim. It goes down one generation. If you told the guy that not only could take back the mother, but if I can't pay that, you can take away the kids, so then the kids is also us, is also pturim b'chayra. Omer Rav Huna, v'lodis pturim. But vlodis same chayovim. It's only the vlodis of the first one that's potter. But the second one down is already chayiv in b'chor. For Rav Yehuda Amano, vlodis nami p'turim. Even the second generation is also potter in b'chorah. But the third one, vlodis, that's chayovim in b'chorah. So tonight, let's see, it says in our Mishnah, hemid vlodis tachasim usayim, vlodis p'turim. So Moshe says, time, what's the reason why? Damn it, because she made a commission clearly to take away the kid, not only the mother, even the kid. Mashma holoi hemid, if you do not make this chedishin, loi, then the second one already is chayvin b'chayva. It's so tufter of Yehuda, it's a kashan of Yehuda. As of Yehuda, this machloik as of Yehuda, and Rav Hun is talking about the first case in the Mishnah, that Yustam gave the tzorin of Basel. So who is a kashan of Yehuda, it's mashma, even the second generation is chayvin b'chayva. Omlach Yehuda, Yehuda says back, no, of Yehuda. Who I didn't could be the same lachor flat for gavlo hemid, even though you didn't put, you didn't make a condition that he could take the kids. It'll also be the same thing that the second kids is part of an abchera. Just walk a mashna. Mishnah says like this: that afilu hemid, even in a case where you set aside a condition that the guy could take away the kid, also nami the yochad every chovon the mitzvahs beno thevei kimi to kamashman that afilu hemid nami. But blood is chayav not sechidish. That the blood is the chayav not sechidish. But they say that the blood is potter, that can be potter even though you did not make this condition. Tanan, we learned. Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel Leimer, afilu adasar deris pturin. Even if you have 10 kids, one after another, they're all part of the Bechor Roshach. Reusel, not the Gechavim. So this Shem, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yoma, Nochis, Tanakamel, Lidori. The Tanakam is talking about generations. Hainu, the Omale, the Shem Gamliel. I feel all this is even to 10 generations, Turin. El Ravunu, the Yoma, Nochis, Tanakamel, Lidori. Maya, I feel what I saw, what I saw, what I feel. Ravunu, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, Hemen, called Nochis, Lidori. But Amalek Ravuna, Hashem Gamliel, Ahemid, Koy the Nachas Dar. We're talking about Ahemid, where you set clearly this condition and Echnami. Then it goes down even on generations. All right. Yeah.